The Daily Dilemma.
The Daily Dilemma on Beat Breakfast.
The Daily Dilemma.
Okay, last dilemma of the week. If you want to send one in to us over the weekend, you can email talk@beat102103.com, just like this person did. Hi, lads. I went over to the girl I'm seeing's house the other night and got a bit turned off by her, to be honest. She offered to cook fajitas and I thought, fair play, a woman that can cook. She said to come over for a beer while she was making them. I was sitting at the kitchen table just chatting to her. She took the chicken out of the fridge and put on blue surgical gloves.
Okay.
She must have seen my face because I burst out laughing and asked her what the hell she was doing. She said she hates raw chicken, so she always uses gloves. That's weird. My mom has been cooking chicken for 30 years, give or take, and the woman has never used a glove in her life. Ask people that listen to your show to find out if this girl is mad or not. Should I bin her?
Get a grip, will you?
She put on a glove and she's cutting up your chicken for fajitas and you're gonna dump
bin
her.
Bin her. Not just dump her, bin her. Gone in the bin because you put on gloves.
Please. Oh, and your mom never wore gloves. Great. Your mom's not afraid of slippery chicken, I am.
I have a real fear.
Chicken is so slippery and slimy. I think this girl, I've been known to put on a glove.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah,
a blue surgical glove?
No, I didn't put on a blue. My dad went through a phase of having those gloves. I don't know why. And I remember I had some of them at the house.
I remember actually having them in the early stages of the pandemic. They were recommending you have the gloves.
Yeah, my dad had the blue ones because I remember, bless him, coming out to the front door to collect shopping.
Yeah. What a mad time it was.
I remember dropping the People newspaper over and him coming out with two blue gloves. Like. Yeah.
So you use these gloves just to do your chicken, do you?
I don't do it all the time, but I'm very, like, I get a bit squeamish about chicken. So I've been known to put the gloves on to put chicken. Can I just say, I don't think you're going to find that this girl is on her own whatsoever. I think there are lots of people who wear gloves to cut chicken. Chicken is slimy and it's slippery. All right.
And you do not like slimy and slippery.
I don't
meat.
Like slimy and slippery. You are considering breaking up with a girl because she put a glove on to make some chicken. Oh my! No! You've got this wrong. You've got this so wrong. And just because your mom never did it doesn't mean that it's weird. Doesn't mean that she's mad. Doesn't mean that it is a reason to dump somebody. This is not a reason to break up with somebody. And I really, I'm going to stand firm on this. I think that if you were being seriously asking us if you should break up with her, actually go break up with her,
because
there's somebody else out there that will take her glove and and be happy with
and enjoy the fajita.
Hang on a second, be happy with the fact that she's cooking for you. You know, and she's putting
and
on,
you know,
her gloves.
Like, to be honest, I don't use gloves. I've no issues with handling the chicken when I do cook, which is rare. But
when was the last time you cooked with slippery chicken?
I did a stir fry with slippery chicken while back. What I was going to say to you, on a hygiene level, this is probably recommended because you're not meant to
you're
touch the
touching.
Cooked and uncooked
meats.
Oh,
lads, I never touch. Like, if I take chicken out of the packet, I get a fork and I stick it in and I place it down. If I don't have a glove, like, I would never, my bare hands will never touch a slippery chicken. You can lift that. I swear on my life.
There's so much coming in already. I'll just read one to start with. Chloe says, I'm absolutely terrified of touching raw chicken. Yeah. I wouldn't even do it for my home ec exam in school. I had to take the deduction and marks.
Oh,
that's
bless
how strongly
you, darling,
she feels about
you.
It.
And you are here messaging us about this girl that's cooked. No. There's not going to be one. There's not. I'm confident. I'll say it now. I'm confident. Nobody is going to back you on this. A lot of people are afraid of slippery chicken.
Okay. 085-102-9103. Lots of reaction on this. Lisa, to start.
I would absolutely dump him for not wearing a glove while he's cutting chicken. Chicken is disgusting. It's absolutely vile, raw to cut. I'd use gloves or I'd use a knife and fork to cut.
Yeah.
But I definitely wouldn't be touching it.
Thanks, Lisa. Emma was on.
Let her go and make her hygiene fajitas for someone else because you don't appreciate her cooking for you. I use gloves every time, not because I don't like the feel of it, but because that health and safety food ad that was out years ago where they touched the chicken and then started mauling everything in the house and made all our people sick in the house with salmonella has given me PTSD. So I use gloves every single time for a hygiene reason, and I'm adamant like that nothing is touched. I'm very, very over the top as far as hygiene because that ad has actually traumatised me. Yeah, you need to get a grip just because mommy didn't do it. Get mommy to make your fajitas then.
Adele was on too.
Oh, stop now. To dumb somebody over wearing gloves for cutting chicken. I would not touch chicken either. It is so slimy. I use a fork and knife to cut up my chicken because I'm so afraid of getting salmonella. Yeah. I wash my hands a million times after it. I even wash the chopping board separately and everything. That's like good hygiene. So I think fair pay to wearing the gloves, good idea. And he's lucky to even be getting the fajitas in the first place. So yeah, I know he'd want to get a grip.
Thank you for that, Adele. It is a genuine kind of fear and phobia for people. Dorothy was just on from Wexford. Guys, people are way too fussy today. I'm the exact same when it comes to chicken. I avoid touching it at all costs. I would wear gloves if I have to touch it. I really feel like I have a phobia of touching chicken. It's the texture and I'm thinking of the bacteria. It's gotten to the point where I buy the pre-cut chunks of chicken. I cut open the plastic with a knife, then dump the whole thing into the pan and then add the seasoning. If he's thinking of dumping her, he's the one that should be dumped for being so fussy.
Aveen was on. My mother is exactly the same. She can only buy the pre-cut up chicken breast for this reason, just like Dorothy. She's petrified of raw chicken. This fella needs to get a life and grow up. If this is his only complaint and wants to bin her, then he will be on his own forever. She is better off without.
Brody says, if I wasn't in a 4-year relationship, I would have thought this dilemma was about me. I'm a carer, so I obviously have spare, clean surgical gloves. The look of it makes me heave alone. Never mind the feel. I'm actually heaving at the thought of the raw chicken.
Sorry, Brody. Katie said, I haven't used gloves, but if I had them, I would. I will not touch chicken. Gives me the gawks. I use a meat fork to hold it in place and I cut it with a big knife. I do that as well. It's a system. By the time I'm cooking it, half the chicken is in the bin. This is me with all the bits that you just think, no, that has to go. That's
stringy.
Like a stringy, slimy and stringy. As I'm eating it, I end up turning myself off it.
And I think this is a whole other dilemma in itself that Ryan was onto us. He says, everybody is different. My father-in-law wears swimming goggles when he cuts up onions.
Does do that. I'm
Does
sorry,
it work?
That is genius. Swimming goggles. She's perfect. Like it protects your eyes. That is so funny. I love that.